Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The community and workplace experiences of minorities, both sex and race-based, as collected and displayed in libraries and museums, are often underrepresented. But new grant money is now available to these institutions to help alleviate this situation. Carrie Forrest is Director of Lowcountry Programs at the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
Now tell us about your organization.
Sure. So the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation is a private family foundation. It was actually founded in Chicago by Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly. Gaylord was past president and CEO of the R.R. Donnelly Printing Company. He and his wife fell in love with the Lowcountry, and when they started their foundation, began funding in both areas. We have been working in the land conservation, arts, and collection space here in the Lowcountry, and we serve the 9 counties of coastal South Carolina.
Tell us more about this new initiative, this grant money, and what is the genesis of all of this?
Sure. So our new broadening narratives collection strategy, you know, we have been funding arts and collections for quite some time since the founding of the foundation, but we've been really careful to listen to the needs of the collections field over time. And we wanted to take a step back about 2 years ago and really assess whether we were meeting the needs of the field. Now, of course, in nonprofit organizations, funding is key. But, you know, in our attempts to take that step back, we wanted to find out, you know, beyond the funding, where did the field itself see itself going? So about 2 years ago, working with a couple of consultants, RK&A Associates and Slover Lynette, and 5 partner collecting organizations between both of the regions, we took a step back. We did some focus groups with grantees and other collecting organizations, spoke with our board members, and sort of collaborated amongst the staff and came up with this new strategy of broadening narratives, which shifts the focus from the things to the story. So collecting institutions usually are looking at how they're going to catalog and archive documents or photos or other discrete material objects. But what we're really looking at and what we've heard from the field is what's the most inclusive narrative around those objects and how do you tell those stories in a more inclusive and equitable way. So with the broadening narrative strategy, what we're hoping is that we will be able to help the collecting institutions which are at the center of community be able to really bring those broader stories of their community to the forefront.
Which areas where the institutions might be located will qualify to be able to apply for this grant money?
So here in the Lowcountry, it would be institutions that are in our 9-county program area. So we fund from Horry all the way down the coast to Beaufort, Jasper, Hampton. And when we talk about collecting institutions, we are not just talking about museums and libraries, but we've actually expanded our own definition to include cultural institutions. What we find with a number of cultural institutions is that they not only are the treasure trove of the history of that culture, but they're also providing a variety of services to their community as well.
Now, can you share with us an example or two of how this grant money has been put to work?
Absolutely. The first one is at the College of Charleston, Addlestone Library. They have a new collection that focuses on the LGBTQ community in the Lowcountry. It is the first special collection of its type in this region, and it includes a number of documents, papers, photos from LGBTQ nonprofits, AIDS activists, political candidates, and other public figures. The second project that I'll mention is the Los Ecos program. That's a collaboration between the Citadel and Palmetto Luna, which is a statewide art service organization. The program has a collection of oral histories that are stories from the Latinx community. So they collaborated and matched Latino artists with these Latinx stories and put together an art exhibition that really sort of brought out and brought to life the stories of the different challenges in the Latino community.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
Carrie Forrest is the Director of Low Country Programs at the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and she joined us by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.